Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Welcome to the latest episode of Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. Thanks for joining us on your favorite podcast app on Apple, Apple Podcasts, on Android. We recommend you use Spotify or the Five Reasons YouTube channel. Also, check out Off the Floor. That's our Discord server, $2.99 per month. I tell you, it is going all day long. If you want to talk Heat, it's not a Facebook group. You don't need to do that. We see some silly stuff on there. It's not Twitter where it's the same five people tweeting all day long. No, this is where you can communicate with Heat fans who are into it. They're educated. They follow the podcast. They follow everything. They have their own opinions. And the other thing is, like, it's not trashed up like Twitter is. So make sure you check it out. The new Discord server, semi-new Discord server. Also, we've got plenty of stuff on there. We'll mention some of what Greg Sylvander has been putting on the host updates there. He has a lot of stuff related to the draft that's going to be coming up. So make sure you check it out. It's the Off the Floor Discord server. Link right here in the description on the podcast feed and on the YouTube channel. Also, check out the great sponsors of the Five Reasons Sports Network, who's our friend Nelson and his team over at C-ArmandStaffing.com. That's C-ArmandStaffing.com. That's for mobile C-Arm staffing services. Give them a call now at 561-891-9620. That's 561-891-9620. Basically, the short story here is that if you work in a medical office or in a hospital, you need to reach out to them. They will bring the x-ray equipment and the staffing to you. Good people who live here in South Florida. They're big Miami Heat fans. They've been to some of our watch parties as well. Everybody's got a chance to meet Nelson and his family. Check them out. Trustworthy folks, 561-891-9620. 561-891-9620. Mobile C-Arm Staffing Services or C-ArmandStaffing.com. And now, today's episode.
Down to Biscayne. Yikes.
Five on the floor, ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing, you can check the score. Hustle hard, couple scars, wearing bubble frogs. Just like Buckley said, you in trouble, y'all. Kept the floor playing, got an all band. Y'all seen the block, stop in one hand. And Pat, we trust, it's power, have the guts. We here to bring the heat, y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the Five Reasons Sports Network.
Hi, welcome back to Five on the Floor. Here's today's floor plan. I'm Ethan Skolnick. You can follow me at Ethan J. Skolnick and at Five Reasons Sports. We got Alex Toledo. You can follow him at Tropical Blanket. And like I mentioned, check out Off the Floor. We'll be posting on there throughout the week. All right, we're getting set for a likely NBA Finals between Dallas and Boston. I'd like to know what the numbers were on that prior to the postseason starting or even prior to the regular season starting. But we're going to focus here on the Heat, and we're going to deep dive a little bit more on a backcourt. And there was a picture that circulated of the two of them hanging out, Terry Rozier and Tyler Hero. And does appear that there's been a friendship that's been developed there. That's good. Obviously, you want chemistry between teammates. We just don't know if they're going to be teammates. We don't know if they're going to be teammates here, going to be teammates somewhere else, or if one of them is going to be gone and the other is here, and which one that is going to be. But what we wanted to look at today was, can a backcourt like this work? Because it seems like, first thing, we didn't see a huge sample size on it. Alex is going to get to the stats in the second half of this episode. But also, it doesn't seem to be the trend of the NBA to be going with smallish backcourts. And this is not like even the 90s, 80s, 90s era of Joe Dumars and Isaiah Thomas, you know, winning championships together. But that was a physical small backcourt on a physical team that had a huge front line with Rick Mahorn and Bill Laimbeer and either Mark Aguirre or Adrian Dantley. These days, it seems like you've got at least one guy who's a legit 6'5", and we can talk about Tyler's height, okay, but a legit 6'5", stockier, lengthier than what the Heat currently have. And so I wanted to go through some backcourts here, Alex, on who the general starters have been and kind of, you know, how the Heat measure up, so to speak. So, you know, one backcourt is the Boston Celtics, Jrue Holiday and Derek White. Derek White is taller than Terry Rozier. Jrue and Tyler are about the same height. But as far as wingspan, right, like that's where Boston has it, or is it just over Tyler, not over Terry?
Well, it's wingspan and strength, I think. I think that's going to be kind of the theme with some of these backcourt pairings as we go through them, is, you know, just to kind of go over that backcourt, which may or may not start together next season. Like, we don't know how it's going to play out and, you know, who they're going to go with, because, you know, like, they finished the season off while Tyler was out with Terry and Duncan, two mixed results, which we'll get into, like you said, in the second half. But Terry is 6'2 with a 6'8 wingspan, right? So he's small, but he's long. He's not very strong, though. And then Tyler, 6'5 with a 6'3 wingspan, so negative there, and another guy who's not very strong. I think both guys are not, like, terrible defenders, but probably putting them together, I don't know if that is the best mix. And then when you compare them to, like you mentioned, Boston, you know, Derek White and Jrue are both about 6'4 with a 6'7 or 6'7.5 wingspan from what we were looking up. And they're both stronger. So that both of them are, you know, as we've seen, very strong defensive guards who can guard up, who can guard down. You know, I think even if Jrue is not necessarily in his absolute peak anymore, he's still very good at what he does, and having a dynamic defensive backcourt like that, of course, on top of the other talent they have, like, it's just insanely helpful. And, you know, that, like, I hate giving him credit, but you got to give Brad Stevens credit for doing a great job complementing his stars with pieces that make sense and are kind of, you know, again, I hate to say it, but they're kind of right under all-star level. Like, Jrue Holiday, Derek White, Porzingis, all these guys are very good players. And yeah, I think they're probably, I mean, they're definitely the best defensive backcourt in the East. And then, you know, you compare it to some other ones, right? Like, I think you look at the Milwaukee one. That one is probably more comparable to,
yeah,
the Heat. And it's funny because Dame actually has a very similar height and wingspan profile to Terry. Like, it's about 6'2 mm-hmm. with a 6'7, so slightly shorter wingspan than Terry's at 6'8. So that's funny. And that's, you know, funny looking back on it now. But, you know, Patrick Beverley was starting for them. That's another guy who mm-hmm. has a similar kind of wingspan, you know, long wingspan and similar height. I think he's a little bit stronger than Dame, Terry, and Tyler. So, but again, that's not really a great defensive backcourt. Even when they were starting Malik Beasley, like, he's got some, you know, some height compared to some of these guys that we mentioned. Like, he's about 6'4", 6'5", with a 6'7 wingspan, except he's not a good defender and not very strong. So, I mean, those are the two, you know, kind of that you consider to be the top of the East. And then I was looking at some other ones, and it's, you know, like, the Knicks backcourt isn't necessarily that huge, mm-hmm. right? But it has been extremely successful because of their chemistry and the way that they, you know, kind of complement each other. I mean, Dante DiVincenzo has just had a career year playing mm-hmm. for the Knicks. I think he's going to get himself paid big time whenever he's due for that. But, you know, he's about, I think, 6'4 with a 6'6 wingspan. I would say not as strong as Jrue, but not too frail. You know, can play against size at times. And Brunson is not a good defender. Not very tall. But, you know, they have a roster where they've kind of built around him to right. not have to, you know, they're not putting him next to another small guy. And I think that's kind of the theme here, is not having too many of those guys. And I don't know, like, what's the Sixers starting backcourt? They had Lowry starting at one point. We know about him. Maxey is another guy, I think 6'2 with a 6'7 wingspan. Not very strong. He was supposed to be a better defender when he came out of Kentucky. That hasn't really been the case. But the guy that we kind of forgot about, De'Anthony Melton, he was their starter for a while before he got hurt this season. Mm-hmm. One of the kind of the best perimeter, the point of attack defenders, I guess sub all NBA all defense point of attack defenders. But and he's about 6'2 with a 6'8 wingspan. So we're seeing a lot of similarities here. And Melton is, you know, really strong at that position. And I think having one is okay. You can work around it if you build the proper team, around them on defense. But two is probably pushing it.
Well, and the other issue with it is that if you were to say, okay, who would you sub in as a starter for either of them? You would say Duncan Robinson, who gives you more height, but doesn't necessarily give you more length and physicality. And so you kind of don't have that option in the backcourt. You know, you saw them out of necessity use Caleb Martin in the backcourt. Okay, I know, again, our guy Sean Rochester is going to get on me about positions. He'll call this out. But you did use Caleb, who at least gave you a little bit more length and athleticism at the position. But another one, you know, I looked at was Indiana. Halliburton and Nembhard, who are, and again, they've used Nesmith, they've used Nembhard, but Halliburton's a legit 6'5". Like, that's, you know, he's a legit 6'5". He's wiry. Right. So more of a wingspan. So this is what I'm saying. Like, these other guys tend to have, it's rare to have two, you know, on the short side here in a backcourt. Now, Atlanta tried it. What is DeJounte's wingspan's got to be, right? I mean, he plays like a forward in a lot of ways, but obviously he's playing with Trey, or has been.
Well, before we get to that, just really quick with the Indiana point, you mentioned Nesmith. He is 6'6 with a 6'10 wingspan. As I, okay. Look up DeJounte over here really quickly, but Andrew Nembhard 6'4 with about a 6'6 wingspan, I believe, and mm-hmm. Brunson 6'2 with a 6'4 wingspan. Like, we're seeing a lot of the same things here. As far as DeJounte, he stands at 6'4. I believe his wingspan was 6'10. Yep, it is.
Yeah. See, I mean, that's, yeah, exactly. That's different. I mean, I think what we're getting at here, is that you can have a Rozier, but then you better have a two-guard next to him who has a significant wingspan, right? And plus strength. And that's where we're at. And that's, I think that's why, even as I like sort of the offensive creativity potential of this backcourt, everything else scares me. And everything else scares me. Like, the defensively. And then there is also offensive fit and learning how to play off of each other, who's going to handle, who's not going to handle. I mean, you mentioned the chemistry between Brunson and DiVincenzo. Part of that is they played together in college. I mean, that's right. So, I mean, and then you throw Josh Hart in. You've basically got three-fifths of the Villanova starting lineup in there. And the other thing is DiVincenzo kind of understands what he is and doesn't seem to be anything more. Right. So, right. And Tyler views himself as more of a star scorer. And I don't want this to become a pick on Tyler episode. There are things he does very well. But when we talk about fit, we keep coming back to the same thing here. And on the other side of this episode, we will get into the numbers. I'll let you handle that. But we've talked about the problem of the two of them. There's already sort of a Tyler, Jimmy, how does that thing work? And now you're throwing Rozier into the mix, and now it's a Tyler Rozier, how does that thing work? And then you don't really have a replacement two guard for Tyler that solves your problems in terms of physicality and length. And so it does say, okay, this requires a roster adjustment. Like, there's, and I'm still okay with the Rozier move, even in that context, because this is a quality player you added to your organization who I do believe, and I think he would have been a factor for them in the playoffs if he'd been healthy, but I do believe if he got back to health, you could probably recoup the asset that you gave up for him. So it's not a disaster by any means, but this is also not a perfect fit. As much as I am not going to back off from it, I supported the trade, I liked the trade, I still would do the trade, but it may now require another trade.
We didn't even mention the Magic, by the way, who have like a bevy of 6'4 guards who are good defenders, like Jalen Suggs, who was an all-defensive guy. Yeah. Fultz is a good defensive player who is about 6'4 with a long wingspan.
Well, look at OKC with Dort and SGA. I mean, both of them have wingspans that exceed. And Giddey when he's in there too. I mean, and look, Denver, okay? I mean, KCP, what is KCP's wingspan? I'm sure it's greater than Tyler's, right? So you're looking at KCP playing with Murray. Murray always surprised. Murray's the one guy. Like, people think of Murray as a small guard. I'm not really sure why. Like, when you watch Murray play up close, he's not a small guard. So they do not have a small backcourt. And then they throw in Porter and Gordon. We talk about functional size and that kind of length.
With 6'10" guys, I mean, with a giant who can do everything on the floor.
Right. Like, okay, again, maybe you could survive with a small backcourt, like a Dubars, Isaiah Thomas backcourt, if they were Dubars and Isaiah Thomas, okay, Hall of Famers, and you had, you know, Mahorn, you know, Dantley / Aguirre and Laimbeer up front. And then John Sally and Dennis Rodman, by the way, coming off the bench, who were two of the longest front court players of their time, okay, in terms of athleticism and getting above the rim and defending. The Heat don't have any of that. They've got Bam. And so it's like you're taking – and I know a lot of people are going to be listening to this podcast and saying, we've been saying this. I understand it. Like, I've been a little late to the party here on the whole – this whole size issue, okay. But you can't ignore that the league has gone the other direction now. You just can't ignore. Because I think part of where Spo was going with this whole thing, and it started with pace and space, and then putting fours, you know, smallish, you know, putting threes at the four spot and all that. He wanted versatility. He wanted for the switching. He wanted flexibility, you know, and all of that. But the problem is now there are bigger players coming into the league who can do some of those things. So now those guys are being drafted and they're developing. And the Heat don't have a counter to any of that. And so that's, and they're still playing the smaller guys. And it's another reason why, again, I think they'll let Caleb Martin walk. And you can make an argument that they shouldn't overpay Haywood Highsmith either, because, right? Because, I mean, well, he gives you some, like, but again, he's starting from, what is he, 6'5", 6'6", right?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think both, like, Highsmith has a really long span, somebody who doesn't seem that tall, but feels like he plays taller because of his insane wingspan, which I don't have in front of me right now. But, you know, you mentioned those guys, and they're going to factor into this conversation too, because, like you mentioned there, the other – like if one of them between Terry and Tyler is not starting, right, a lot of times, like, everybody wanted Duncan to start, and he was starting there towards the end of the season. And, look, I'm not going to get into all the stats right now, but since we mentioned that specific combination, like that four together, that starting lineup that we saw towards the end of the season with Terry –
Hold it. I want you to – we got a second half of the episode to get to. Hold it. Let me mention the two sponsors. Come back with
the break. Before you get to that, because I'm going to get into the stat. What I want to say is, like, the numbers aren't great, right? So if you're not going to start Duncan at the two and you're not starting one of Terry or Tyler and you want to have more functional size, the other option kind of becomes, well, maybe you start a Caleb at the two, which we talked about, I think, earlier in the season, like as a possibility. We never really got to see it. You know, not too much of it, at least. And, you know, you could even say that for Haywood, who's not a natural two by any means. I think he's more of a natural three, kind of a tall four. But it's like, that's what's on the roster right now, if you want to add more size here. Or hockey, something like that.
The shots for all three of them are too inconsistent to do that. I don't think you can do it. I don't think you can do it. I mean, we've seen flashes from all three of them. If you want to throw Hawkins in the mix, we've seen flashes of them being able to knock down those corner threes, but still nobody, and even some of the wing threes. But the problem is nobody's fearing them. Yeah. So all of them go through these stretches, particularly Caleb, who it's just like was on fire for 3 weeks coming out of the All-Star break. And then, but he had other stretches where it was like, what is that? What happened to his form? And Haywood also, I mean, Haywood had, you know, some 4 and 5 3 games where they left him open and then he'd go 2 weeks without seem like he didn't make one. His percentage ended up fine. But again, I think people overrate the whole idea of 3-point percentage. It's, you know, for some guys, you know, I know you say everything comes out in the wash and regression or progression to the mean or whatever, but some guys are feared and some guys aren't. That's just the nature of it. I mean, Duncan could be shooting 32% for three for half. Yeah, exactly. Well, it's volume is part of it, but also Duncan could be shooting 32% for three for the whole first half of the season. He's still going to be guarded like a shooter in the second half of the year. It's just that there is reputation plays into it, form plays into it, and just the span, and that leads to the spacing. And the spacing is just not going to be there with Caleb or Haywood playing, you know, in the backcourt. I thought what you were going to say, and I do want to get to the sponsors here, but
I forgot about DeLon.
Right. Well, DeLon made some threes too, and he gives you that length. But again, is he going to, at age 31 going on 32, is he suddenly become a feared 3-point shooter? He's not. He's capable of making threes, and he showed it in the postseason, but he's not that. So it's this balance of getting the length and the look. It's why 3-and-D, okay, is one of the most valuable positions in the league. If you can find one, you keep one. They, but again, I go out west. Like, they just, even if you look at the Clippers, if you look, they are small from a, again, a wingspan, a length perspective. They don't have an option on the roster to fix it. That's where I'm at with it. And that's what, one of the things they need to address. I thought the direction you were going to go was, say, if you're going to go with a small backcourt, then you have to get size next to Bam, which they kind of have done with Jovic. But again, you know, that's a work in progress. I think this is where some Heat fans would say, okay, well, put a five next to Bam, but then you just become slower. And I
played 0 minutes together, by the way. Terry, Tyler, Nico, Jimmy, and Bam, 0 minutes, according to pbpstats.net.
Well, that tells you everything. All right, well, we'll tell you more about some of the lineup data when we come back. I do want to mention a couple of great sponsors of the Five Reasons Sports Network. Sign up for Better Edge. Use the code 5RSN. This is legal sports betting. I tell people all the time, what's the difference here from the other legal sports place that you can bet? In South Florida, they take a VIG. That basically means they're taking a tax on your money. Okay, Better Edge doesn't do that. They're allowing you to find the line you want. For instance, okay, by the time you listen to this, the game might be over. But the Panther game tonight, there's one line up there, but then you could go into the markets and find a whole bunch of other lines. So if you just have confidence that the Panthers are going to win by 2 goals or 1 goal or 3 goals or, you know, whatever it is, you can go find that in the marketplace somewhere and decide whether or not you want to deal with what you'd be giving or getting in that situation. So much different process. Better Edge, it's a marketplace. Use the code 5RSN. Also, we run our competitions there. We will have an NBA Finals competition with some great prizes. Also, check out Prize Fix. It is back legal in the state of Florida. Make sure you use the code 5FIVE. Get that initial deposit matched up to $100. Legal again in the state of Florida. They changed the game a little bit. It's the arena game. There's really not much of a difference. The only difference is you can't do flex plays, okay? And you can't go up to 6 players, but everything else is the same. They've got the tacos back there. They've got the goblins, the demons, and all that stuff. And I can tell you, I've been winning more since they switched the game back. So go to prizepicks.com, use the code 5, F-I-V-E, get that initial deposit matched up to $100. Again, when NBA season is over, you can still play. If baseball is your thing, MMA, boxing, it's all on there. Hey, it's Ethan Skolnick for 5 on the Floor on the 5 Reasons Sports Network. As you know, we heard from Pat Riley recently. Everybody has an opinion on trades, free agency, who they should keep, who they should give up, who they should get. Well, whatever it is that Riley and the Heat do, you don't want them giving up too much and getting too little, right? Well, the same is true of shaving products, and that's why I use Harry's shaving products. I love the weight it handles. I love the way it looks, and I love the quality of the shave. I have a little bit of trouble growing out a good beard. So better to just shave it off and make sure that it looks somewhat professional. These are German-engineered blades made in their own factory, so they stay sharp longer. Means you can use them longer. And also, they've got customizable delivery options for scheduled refills as low as $2, half of what you pay for other big brands. Also, I would recommend the shaving lotion as well and the body wash. So check it out. You can go to harrys.com/5. That's harrys.com/5. You'll get a $13 trial set for just $3. Again, don't pay too much and get too little. Same is true of shaving as NBA transactions. harrys.com/5 for your $3 trial set.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
All right, let's do this. Let's go to the lineup data here. What did Rozier, Hero, Bam, and Butler look like?
Rozier, Hero, Bam, and Butler. So in 118 minutes, and that, you know, that's, I'm going to try to like emphasize that in some of this stuff. And 118 minutes is not that much of a sample. There's some even smaller samples I'm going to cite here and some, you know, bigger ones. So not everything is on the same level. It's just kind of a quick disclaimer here. But those four together, Rozier, Tyler, Jimmy, and Bam, -1.33 net. So pretty below average with a 118 offensive rating, which is pretty good, but a 119 defensive rating, which is not. And, you know, in those lineups, the Heat shot 53% from two, 43% from three. An opponent shot about 59% from two and 42% from three. So that's like just to kind of set the tone here, right? Mm-hmm. Offense is pretty good, right? Like you added scoring around Jimmy and Bam. You added guys who can create, and it shows there. Like the Heat had a decent offense. The problem is the defense, right? And then when you break down some of the different combinations with certain guys on and certain guys off, to me, that's where it gets really interesting. So now I'm going to cite the two smallest sample sizes here, kind of grouping together.
Well, you already mentioned Jovic is not in any of these, right? 0 minutes.
No, so I'm the only thing that I have here with Jovic is the kind of the stats with that end of season starting lineup, which I hinted at earlier, which was a -6.3 net rating in 181 minutes. So again, not very much, but
it's not good. But again, 0 minutes with the four we talked about, Rozier, Hero, Bam, and Butler, with those exact four, minutes. That would presumably be the starting lineup next year.
Yeah. And presumably. Then it's like everybody thought, like, you know, including us, that like Duncan as a starter was going to work well with Terry, and everybody wanted Nico, including us, to start. It's like, you know, the results were very bad. Now, I'm not saying it can't get better, but you know, that's a lineup that you think would be able to score pretty well. And their offensive rating was just under 112, which is not awesome or anything. And it had a 118 defensive rating. So that starting lineup with Terry, Duncan, and Nico didn't really figure it out. And now you get to these two smaller sample sizes here, which is Terry plus Tyler plus Bam with no Jimmy. That one is about a plus 15 net. Now, this is only a 44 minutes, which is a very small sample size. 44 minutes is nothing, right? But Terry, Tyler, and Bam, that might be a lineup combination they can go to, right? Like I said, 15 net rating with a 132 offensive rating. So that is fluky, right? Like they're not going to be able to keep that up over a whole season. But to be able to be that potent offensively, I think without Jimmy, there's something to that. And I think you're going to have to figure out some of the combinations in your rotation, right? The defense is still not good in that lineup. But the offense is just super potent. And then when you look at an even smaller sample size, which is Terry plus Tyler plus Jimmy with no Bam in only 22 minutes. So even smaller, right? Only 22 minutes, -45 net rating. So as soon as you take Bam off the floor and it's a 100 offensive rating, 145 defensive rating. So the defense is absolutely abysmal. That without even looking it up, I can tell you 145 defensive rating is probably twice as bad,
worse than NBA history, probably.
Probably, yeah. And a tiny sample size, but it's like it's not even like your offense is good in those minutes, even though it's your three best shot creators on the floor, pretty much, with Terry, Tyler, and Jimmy. So that's, I think it's all about combinations here, right? And then just to kind of finish off what we have here, I know it's a lot. Bear with me, folks, but I'm trying to get to something here. When you look at Jimmy plus Bam plus Tyler. No Terry, right? So let's say in a scenario where, you know, Terry's not playing. Let's say you want to bring him off the bench next year, whatever. That combination, the three of them with no Terry, was a plus 4.11 net rating. Mm-hmm. So all the talk about Jimmy and Bam and Tyler not being the great offense together, it's not amazing, right? Like it's a 114.5 offensive rating, but their defensive rating is 110. So I think, you know, you can look at that and then you look at Jimmy and Bam with Terry, no Tyler, it's similar, a plus 5.26 net rating. The defensive rating is almost exactly the same as no Terry lineup, and the offensive rating is actually a little bit better with plus, you know, with Jimmy, Bam, Terry, no Tyler. So you're seeing one of them off the floor and they're doing stuff, like they're defending pretty well. The offense is good enough. The two of them together with Bam is very good, but in a really small sample. But when you put all four of them together, like I mentioned up top, like those results haven't been the best. I already mentioned the Tyler and Duncan lineups, how that hasn't been the answer, right? Mm-hmm. So it does kind of feel like, you know, with the roster as it currently stands, there are no easy answers, because if you're not starting the, like Terry and Tyler together, you're not starting, you know, Duncan with one of them two together, you might have to talk about, like I mentioned before the break, you know, a Caleb or Haywood or DeLon or Jaquez. Like, you got to go outside the box and have two of those.
Three of those guys are free agents.
No, yeah.
Heat fans are going to lose their minds. No,
you have to go to different options. And it's like, because there's no easy answer. And it's everything is telling you the four of them together is not the greatest fit. And you might have to bench one of them. But it's just like there is no easy answer for who you put in there instead.
Well, the other problem here is we don't know that Duncan Robinson's going to be the same player next year if he's here. I mean, I hope he is. He expressed optimism with his last interview with the media that he would be. He just needs rest. But
yeah,
he's never had a back injury before, and back injuries are about as bad as you can possibly find. And plus, his particular back injury, at least the way – and I'm no doctor, and I didn't stay at a Holiday Inn last night. But at least the way that people talk about that back injury, it is something that gets worse over time. So to count on him being your starting two guard next year with one of these two guys, it does though give you an indication of why, when Riley spoke to the media and answered my question, when I asked him about what UD said about Tyler coming off the bench, and he said Tyler's a starter, and he did say at some point in that very long-winded answer that Terry could come off the bench. So it's
either one.
Either one. So it's something that they've thought about, and maybe they thought about at the time of the trade that, okay, at some point one of them can be a 30-minute a game bench guy. I kind of feel like Terry would take to that easier than Tyler would, but then you're starting Tyler and Duncan. I mean, we've had those conversations throughout the years.
Negative eight yeah. net rating this year, the two of them with Jimmy and Bam.
Yeah. No. So,
with a 138 defensive rating.
You're right.
Exactly. The offense is amazing, right? 130 offensive rating, but 138 defensive rating.
You'd be Brady, Greg, and somebody else from 5RSN might score off that group.
We could do that.
I don't.
The four of us, you know, can get on the floor and allow a 140 defensive rating. We can allow that.
As my friend Chandel calls me, I'll just be Coach Sko. I'll sit on the sidelines and you can take Brian and Sean or Eternal or somebody else along those lines. Exactly. Norris Cole's with our network from time to time. You guys can handle him. We appreciate everybody following us. Make sure you check out the Discord, sign up for the Better Edge contest. We are continuing to operate here. We're going to be doing something else. What do you want to mention on Playback? If you're not on Playback, sign up at playback.tv/5RSN, or just sign up, just download the Playback app and search for 5 Reasons Sports. You'll find us. We're going to start doing a weekly Playback show, just the four of us. Okay. We're actually gonna get the four of us in one place. We're going to do a weekly Playback show. We're going to put it here afterwards, but the advantage of being there on Playback is that we will interact with you at the time, like we do on the YouTube channel. It's just that Playback gives us the opportunity to actually play highlights and other things along those lines and react to that stuff. So it's kind of like us talking, us watching the highlights, and us interacting with you. So it kind of combines everything that we do in one place. We're going to start doing those. I believe we're going to do the first one on Wednesday night. So make sure you have the Playback app before that. We're going to continue, again, operating throughout the summer, up through the draft, up through free agency. In August, come find me, because I'll take any topic you can give me. Have a good day, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the 5 on the Floor on the 5 Reasons Sports Network. After all, someone needs to listen to my dad.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
When you need need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.